Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Ayesha Counts. President Trump today announced a 90-day pause on tariffs on China as the two countries continue to negotiate, but the threat of tariffs already taking a toll on another industry. Broadcast and cable TV networks have been hit by a downturn in advertising revenue. Ayesha, what's behind this?
I mean, it's a few things, right? We know that viewership on broadcast and cable has been declining for several years now. So part of it is that, right, viewership is going down. Advertisers obviously want to put their dollars where there's a lot of eyeballs. But then part of it, of course, is the tariffs, as you just mentioned. If you think about some of the types of companies and industries that spend heavily on broadcast and cable, those are maybe your CPG, your pharmaceuticals. A lot of those industries have been hit by tariffs. And so we expect that they'll pull back their spending a little bit. So that's what's really driving it.
You know, I imagine that ads take a while to be in the pipeline before we actually get to see them. So was this something that started a while ago?
Yeah, that's true. Part of it does take a while. Again, I think that sort of decline in viewership on broadcast and cable over time, advertisers have already been spending their dollars to places like social media or connected TV and other places. But then a lot of the money that's committed up front is happening this week, right, during upfronts. And so I think that's where we'll see a slowdown as well, because folks are committing their ad spend for the next 12 months, maybe up to 15 months. And as you mentioned, because the cycle is so long for those ads to actually show up, I think there'll be a little bit of hesitation to really commit up front now for the next 12 to 15 months.
Is there a certain type of programming that's getting hit harder than others?
I mean, I've been hearing news is one just because of the political climate right now. Some advertisers don't want to have their ad show up next to something on a news network, and then someone says something and that kind of maybe gets them in trouble with Trump or other things like that. I think general entertainment, really anything that they feel like can't drive sales as much or doesn't have as much viewership. Sports is sort of the exception because it still just draws so many eyeballs. And so I think the conversation will be a lot around sports and how folks can get some of those premium ad slots.
Okay, what about streaming? Because I felt like I was seeing a lot of ads on streaming platforms over the weekend.
Yeah, streaming has remained a bit stronger than like the broadcast and cable side. Again, I think that's the continued cord cutting. Folks are starting to pick up those streaming services. So I think they'll do pretty well, especially since a lot of the streaming services are starting to sign some of these big deals for sports rights. So Amazon's Prime Video is one example. They also have the e-commerce side, which is really attractive for folks who really want to drive sales. So I think they'll do pretty okay. A lot of those folks will obviously be talking about their sports programming during this week and kind of pitching that to advertisers.
Okay, here's the crystal ball question, though. Now that there's a pause on tariffs, do you think that anything's going to change? Things are going to slow down or reverse?
I mean, everything that I've been hearing is just people taking caution and wanting to delay and wait and see how things play out, right? And so that sort of goes back to if they can buy something on social media, it's a lot easier to turn those dollars on and off. You don't have to make those longer term commitments. I feel like that will still be the case just because the situation is changing so rapidly and no one really sort of knows the full impact. And yes, there's a pause now, but who knows what could happen in a month or in 3 months or 4 months, right? And so I think there'll still be a bit of uncertainty going into upfronts this week.
It just feels like it contributes to the downturn of broadcast and cable TV in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's already been struggling, and now you have even more uncertainty, and so folks are really leaning in heavily to where can we get the most bang for our buck? Where can we ensure that we're going to get eyeballs, ensure that we're going to get a return on dollars, ensure that we're going to move sales? And so it just kind of creates more incentive for them to be more cautious and selective with where they're putting those dollars.
That is Bloomberg's Ayesha Counts. Ayesha, thanks so much for the reporting. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.